If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Kay, and I'm your favorite holistic health coach coming on this afternoon. I have a special guest on today. I've been waiting to interview her. She just got over not feeling too good a while ago. This is Marcy.
Hi.
And Marcy, just tell me a little bit, like, we've known each other for, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 months or so. So tell me, you know, what is your biggest goal in these? You wrote these 3 books that are really exciting, and I just want to talk about that today.
I did. I actually, my last book just came out on Amazon a few days ago, and it's called Biohacking Your Life So It Does Not Suck. You know, it's so funny because there's so many of us, especially during COVID, that, you know, we complain about small things, you know, and say, oh my gosh, my life sucks. But, you know, if we can, you know, change that around and make it a positive and not a negative, you know, when things don't go exactly the way we want it. And, you know, and that's what I wanted to promote in that book. I've written a couple e-books and I turned them into paperback, and that's what I did with this last book. And, you know, the reason I'm doing this is because I want people to realize that, you know, the most important thing in life is biohacking your mind and body.
Amen.
To be the best version of yourself and your true, whoever you are, you know, your true design of you. And, you know, if you can do that, then, you know, then that's what it's all about.
It's about taking God as our partner each and every day, like I have done, and it has just changed everything for me. And I know that we both have these stories that are just awesome. We've both been through some things together, and we're building this amazing health and wellness business that I didn't even know. Like, I had no idea. Like, I met you through a friend of mine who was I use singing, and and there you were, and I found out a lot about you and the books that you've written, and you inspire me because I wanted to write some books about some things, you know. And then you said, well, write the ebook.
Right.
Do the ebook if you really want to write a book. So that's today true. On Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, we're going to be talking about boundaries in a little while.
Right.
And so I'm going to let Marcy kind of take it away with what she feels these five steps for boundaries are. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we have Robert Anderson coming on again, and he should be on in just a little bit here. So, Marcy, tell us a little bit about the five steps to our boundaries and setting up our boundaries. It's really important.
Number one with setting up boundaries is you have to have self-love. And self-love is respecting yourself enough to know your boundaries. You have to know who you are and what you want, and if somebody wants you to do something else, you have to be able to be strong enough in your own mindset to let them know, no, this is not what I want. I want to be able to, you know, do what I want to do and create. And so the biggest thing is, you know, self-love. And we have to love ourselves enough to know that we matter too, not just everyone else. We matter. So that's, you know, that's number one. Number two, we have to make sure people know our boundaries. So we have to speak our boundaries and tell people and, you know, make sure that they really do know that, you know, we don't want this, or we don't like that, or, you know, we can't do this today. So we have to speak and let them know, because sometimes people just don't know our boundaries. So they'll mm-hmm. step on our boundaries because they don't know our boundaries. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's...
Speak the truth.
Yes.
Exactly. Always speak the truth, because the truth is better, and it just really sets you up. If you don't speak the truth of how you feel, it comes out later on in relationships and things. So it's always best, you know, because they can't read your mind. We're not all mind readers.
Exactly.
So, you know, in any type of relationship, that's really good. So we're going through the five steps right now. And what's the fourth step?
Or what the third step is treat others how you want to be treated. Respect other people's boundaries. So the best way to have your own boundaries, you know, set is to make sure you are kind and good to other people, and you respect other people's boundaries.
Amen.
And that, you know, that's very, very important, you know, in any type of area in your life, you know, it could be relationship or you know, work relations or you know, even family, you know. So you really have to respect other people.
Right. That's really awesome. I'm glad you're going through these steps with us. So the fourth step, if you want me to talk a little bit about it, is self-nurturing, which is something that I have experienced, you know, lately, that because I've taken the time to do things for myself. Right, I'm taking the whole week and not seeing, you know, someone that I'm dating, and taking the time for me. You know, the first 5 days of the week, it's for me, and then that's we great. Get to have weekends together, and that's really helping me. I set up the boundaries, like I got to do all this stuff during the week, and then I look forward to hanging out with that person. So it is all about setting boundaries, because in the very beginning of any relationships, and self-nurturing for me has just been to sit back and take care of myself, read that book if I want to read the book, or watch that. I usually don't watch the TV at all. I just keep my mind full of positiveness at all times. So that's self-nurturing for me. You know, I take long walks. I go bike riding. I roller skate. You'll seldom see me going up and down the mobile home park with Teddy, my little Yorkie. So self-nurturing is really important, and I've learned a lot about that. So yeah, and then the fifth step is something that I would like to share. When you walked into church last night with me at Generations Church, I'd really like to give a big shout out to Generations too. It's a church that I'm going to here in Largo, and they are amazing. I can't wait to get more involved. And we went last night to a business in heaven. And I love that, because we need to give our businesses to God. We need to give the glory to God, and then God will grow our businesses. And so people have it backwards, like they think they could just do their own business, their own thing. You've got to include Heavenly Father in your business. And that's what that seminar was about last night. So talk a little bit about the Lighthouse.
Oh, it's so ironic how they were talking about the Lighthouse. You know,
that's God.
Yeah, that is God. And you know, the Lighthouse is the guide to where we're supposed to be, you know, and what we're supposed to be doing. And it's almost like God is actually giving us a sign to you know, spread our own light to other people. You know, so if we can spread kindness and love and
joy
and right, then, you know, then don't you think that would be such a better world that we could live
Amen.
In?
Amen. Yes, you know, I do. It's how I live my everyday life, living a healthy lifestyle, which I started 2 years ago with the inspiration of Joyce Myers. Hope to interview her someday. She's been a real godsend to me, and I've done some of her teaching with some of my clients. The battlefield is in the mind. And so I know you've written the book about the battlefield being in the mind, and about you've written that book about the I've fallen and I can get up.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That's like the whole mindset thing, right?
Right. I actually wrote a book for, it was in 2016, and it's called I'm Falling, and I Can Get Up. And I actually wrote it to do seminars and actually workshops to help other people that have really, you know, went through some trauma and went through a lot of hard times, and realized that you can get back up and you can start over again and you can have an amazing, wonderful life.
That is so, so true, Marcy. And, right. You know, I want you to shout out to everybody how they can contact you, because she's so amazing. Give your information, because we really would like our listeners to be able to contact you.
Okay, you can contact me at holisticlifestylenow.com, and I am actually a holistic lifestyle coach as well, and I have some different programs on mastermind.com you can check out. And if you'd like to call me, my phone number is 727-410-7429.
And how about Facebook real quick?
And on Facebook, it's just under Marcy Novus Levine.
And of course, we are partnering it up on Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. And we're going to be doing some stuff, aren't we, Marcy?
Yes, we
so,
are.
So, hey, I guess we have caller Robert Anderson on the line right now. And I know that, you know, we've been waiting for him. So, Robert, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to you guys with beautiful, beautiful stories. And
well,
both of you have. And it's perfect that y'all are leading the way with the message that you had today.
Thank you, Robert. Well, you know, I called you about a half an hour ago. I said, God wanted me to call you. And Robert and I, we have this thing where he says, God wanted me to call you and just give you a good message about something. And so I was like, okay, Robert Anderson came up on my mind. So I videoed him, and he's like, you should talk about boundaries today. So guys, you don't always have to be prepared for a show. It's really God's show for me, Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. So Robert, tell us just a little bit about what you're doing right now, how you're impacting the world with helping people to see the truth. And we did a five-part series on your spiritual journey, you and I, and it was just absolutely awesome. And so talk a little bit about that.
Well, most of you can relate to this if you're on the journey, is that kind of God just kind of yanked me out of where I was. And then now I'm blessed with the gift of giving people empathy and and being a light for them to find their truth within. And what I really like to point out about both of you, because you're both beautiful examples of this, is teaching people that the tragedies, the horrible things that happen in our lives, if we look at them in the right way, they can be a gift. And they can be a gift first to ourselves, but then a gift for everyone else.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's a gift you're able to give. I mean, it's a horrible thing to go through, whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? But it is part of the journey. And it makes us stronger. We always have the choice. You know, we can decide that something is going to destroy us or something is going to make us stronger.
Right, right. What won't make you stronger? I mean, there's so many things that I've gone through that have made me that strong woman that I am, and I look back and it's just pretty awesome. So okay. Marcy's on the line with us, Robert, and we've been talking about boundaries, and you actually helped us come up with some steps that we're going to be getting out to people, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that.
If we keep simplifying everything, then we're going to find the truth in it. And so that's basically what you've been doing. People like to say, she always likes to come up with 5 steps. What a beautiful thing. To be able to make everything 5 steps. You know what I mean? So look at it for what it is. That's a gift.
Right, right. It definitely
that's
is. So
that's a good people to track, to run on.
Well, it just helps me to come up with some steps, right, Marcy?
Right,
don't you agree?
I agree.
So
I
what
agree.
Steps do you have?
Just take the step forward.
Yeah.
So, Robert, what are your steps for setting boundaries?
Well, my step, first of all, is what does that make me feel like? I trust my inner feelings. And when someone makes me feel to where I've got to think about boundaries, I'm first going to go, why does that make me feel that way? And so first I'm going to check myself, and then I'm going to say, okay, well, what kind of boundaries do I need to set here so things can be where they don't make me feel that way? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
right.
Communication. You know, maybe that person didn't realize what they were doing even made anyone feel that way. And me shedding light on it is a gift for both of us.
Amen.
Right, amen.
But once your boundaries are set, when you know the person knows that they're not treating you appropriately or someone else, then the boundaries need to actually exist. And those boundaries, I believe in doors, I don't believe in walls. So those boundaries are, here's the issue I have, this is the boundary you keep breaking, and with clear communication, I do understand that you understand, correct? And I'll make sure I have that clear communication. And then I'll shut the door, and I'll say, when you can respect that boundary, you can come through the door again.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah, so, and what other...
Everybody's on their own journey. You know, somebody that treats you badly one day may have grown in a few years, and now they treat you different. But you still have to, you know, have that check. And what the check really is that person treating you with kindness, love, and respect? Because that's who we want to be around, isn't it?
Right.
Amen.
Exactly.
The people that rise you up, the people that help you grow up, if you need to grow up, if you have, we're all growing. And I believe that, like, I'm been on this journey feeling like Moses going through the desert.
Exactly.
Have you not been on that journey?
Oh, no. Yes, definitely.
You know, and God has this huge thing for me. He's like, radio, TV, TV. I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, I love to be on camera. I love to do that. I love to talk to people. Yeah.
Definitely feel alone on this journey, and right now we're seeing a gathering, and we're going to see more of that because we've all been individual lighthouses, but as we join together and have unity and we teach that unity to all, then our lights will be brighter, and that's how love wins.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that
is great.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, last night at church, there was a lady who was telling a story about, you know, how God gives us those thoughts to pray for people. And we were all standing in the circle praying, and we were praying over our businesses. And this lady was telling us the story of the lighthouse, and that she had a little message in her mind about the lighthouse. And that's what God does. He kind of puts a little thought in our mind. And so then she had said that to the lady about the lighthouse, and she said something about a lighthouse in your home or your office or something, and she just started crying. So it was a message from, you know, and when you said today, like, the lighthouse, I'm like, okay, I'm here, I'm seeing all these lighthouses now. They're just so beautiful, right?
It's a magical word that we all should use when we're addressing our heavenly family.
Yes, amen. Well, awesome, Robert. So what are you thinking about your teaching in the future? You're teaching people?
I've got a lot of things that my Heavenly Father has me working on, and some of them, they're almost complete, and then he says, okay, it's not the time for them, and I believe in divine timing, so I listen to him.
Divine timing.
One thing that I should get both of y'all a sample of is what's called the green bath. But what is your biggest organ on your body? It's your skin. And so this green bath, it has a whole bunch of super nutrients as well as some salt from the pink Himalayan sea salt. Yeah.
Oh, yes, pink Himalayan. It's the best sea salt.
So you lay in this thing, and it's just wonderful. But I haven't finished the packaging and stuff like that on it. I've got a couple other things, too. But it's all about nurturing everything.
Yes.
Do is just nurture people. And right now, the priority is nurturing people in their mind. And I want to mention one thing super important for a lot of people that were listening today, because a lot of people are prisoners of their own ego prison that they've developed. And you know, you start to feel... a victim. Yeah,
victim mentality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You start to actually align yourself with that victim mentality, and you start to actually brand yourself as a victim, because it starts to be your image. And people need to let go of that, because that is an empty cup.
Yes, stick it in the trash. It's last year's baggage, right? Just do away with all that negativity in your life. You know, you can't bring baggage into a relationship. You have to work on yourself, and that's what I've learned. So I'm working on myself.
Right, and that's not just a romantic relationship. That's in
any relationship. Any relationship. Yes.
Relationships absolutely. In the workforce, relationships at school.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I saw an interesting meme the other day. It had a guy sitting next to a Mercedes, and it says, "Your Mercedes is not a badge of honor if you go to work and you're not having joy."
Oh, wow.
I know. I heard that, too.
Yeah, like, how can you drive that car when you feel like that car is everything that you work so hard for, and then you missed out on time with your family? To drive that car. So
that was really important, and both of you are a beautiful example and know this in your heart, so I can know for sure that you are leading the way and showing that the dollar is not what's important, it's the relationship.
It is the relationship. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I didn't even realize I was coaching. I mean, did you realize how much you were coaching with people and helping people?
Actually, you know, I like you were saying, it's not about the money. It's more about the impact.
Yes.
It's what kind of impact can we leave as our legacy? You know, we all want to leave something behind, but some people want to leave millions and millions of dollars. But me, myself, I want to know that I made a difference in somebody's life.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
People will tell you that you can't make a difference because you're only a pebble in the pond. But realize, and you both already realize, that pond, that pebble, as it makes its wake, it affects other wakes and then other wakes. And it travels actually all the way across the pond.
So it does. I remember throwing pebbles across the pond when I was a child with my father, who I played. We played fishy together, you know, and hung out and fished and stuff. So I'm just being silly. It's a silly thing. But I do remember as a child that I skipped those stones across the water. And I do see that there's a triple effect in what we are doing, as we are planting seeds, little bitty seeds here and there to help people And that's what we're here for, guys. It's all about helping the people. You know, don't focus on the money if you're in business. Focus on the people, because the people are all about, you know, you're changing their lives and the money's going to come. You know, God will take care of us.
The money will come.
You give, you will receive. We're talking about living by the rule.
It's better to give, yeah, mm-hmm. than to receive. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you want to get, you better start giving.
Yeah, you agreeing. Do. You do agreeing. Need to do that. So, and all three of us are giving away our time and everything. So we have about 3 more minutes left. So anything left that you have to say, Marcy, for just a minute before we end here?
I just want to thank everyone for listening today. And you know, my thing is, you know, go out and do something every day, just one thing for one person. And if we could all do that, you know, can you imagine how wonderful, you know, our world would be? Because, you know, there's so many people out there hurting, and you wouldn't even know it by looking at them, because they have inner pain and struggle in their lives and, you know, in their careers and homes.
And we want to bring light to the world.
We do.
That's what we were doing this show for.
Right. It could be as simple as telling someone they look nice today.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, buying somebody a cup of coffee or giving someone a ride to the doctor. Anything. Just one thing per day.
And Robert, so can you think of anything that you would like to say? We have about 2 minutes left, and I just wanted to thank you so much for being on our show today.
Yeah, you know, I would say first thing is I give thanks to my Heavenly Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, every day, no matter what's going on, right?
I always give Him the first. And then after that, I want to thank you, too, for the light and the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Robert. We appreciate you.
Taking the time to absorb the information that our Heavenly Father shared with them today.
And then love wins, right? So I'm Carrie Kay, and this is a beautiful, beautiful day, Tuesday, Self-Healing Tuesday on Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. And I've been talking with Marcy and Robert today. We've done some amazing stories together. We're really going to continue this show every Tuesday and bring on people that God really wants us to interview. And thank you so much to my guests, and thank you guys so much. We're going to hear from Lee Greenwood to end it. But you know, God bless America right now, and just put a big smile on your face. A shout out to all the military too, guys. We could not do this life without you going out there fighting for us every day. See you next Tuesday.
I'd work for all my life. WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.